Gangs attack church youth in Mexico. Railway Boys of India find hope at a hostel. And a record-setting Bible distribution in Mozambique is finally underway. More on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A heavily armed gang attacked a church youth group on retreat over the weekend near Mexico City. The hours-long rampage included beatings, rape, and robbery. Compassion International has projects in the region. While none of their kids were involved, spokesman Tim Glenn says this sets a bad precedent.
I think it's a scary new venture in the active criminal activities. Historically, in the past, they've left the church alone, they left kids alone, and this new act of violence is a step in the wrong direction.
Glenn says, ironically, El Salvador's gangs just declared kids off limits in a truce. The gospel's the only thing that changes the situation permanently. Kids get that through the local church. Sponsorships introduce the two.
One of the first prayer needs we have is for the church to be the church in those communities, for the body of Christ to step up and say, we're going to take these kids under our wings. We're going to give them a safe place, and we're going to protect them from this type of thing so they don't have to look at gangs for relationship and for acceptance.
Next, picture a group of boys who live on the trains of India. They've been rejected by their families and ran away to a life of even more pain. They join gangs, steal from train passengers, sniff glue, and toy with death. Gang leaders threaten to kill newcomers regularly. This was a life for 9 boys until they found a Christian hostel. An International Mission Board worker is now helping these boys go from death to vibrant life in Christ. Learn all about their transformation at our website. This is Mission Network News. After a production delay, an unexpected tax hike, and late spring shipping date, audio Bibles have finally been released to Mozambique. If you've been following the story, you know Audio Scripture Ministries has had a rough time. But Tom Dudenhofer says after the long list of hurdles,
you'll have to draw some conclusions like we are doing, that God has something very special planned here.
The players were finally ready Friday, so Dudenhofer says,
I can't contact our team in Mozambique, which means to me that they're probably on the road right now. And so I ask them to watch for perhaps God's hidden agenda on this trip.
The distribution will be the largest in Mozambique in 7 years. The number of hiccups is unwelcome, but it's been worth it.
That wasn't what we wanted. That wasn't our plan. But we're not going to complain because this just happens to be the cost of reaching these people with the gospel at this point in time.
Provide more scripture for eager Mozambicans through our website. Meanwhile, remember the freedom climb on Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania? Last year, 48 ordinary women climbed the mountain to help raise awareness for the victims of human trafficking. Well, this year, that's turned into a 3-day conference in September and another climb. It's a ministry of Operation Mobilization, which brings awareness and support for OM projects helping at-risk women and children. This event's open to families and shares the hope of Christ. We've got more on the conference at our website. And can you imagine walking into work tomorrow saying, I'm quitting my job to be a missionary? Well, Mitch and Carrie Bart from Michigan did just that. They'll leave August 8th to live in Guatemala for a year and minister to orphans with Orphan Outreach. Carrie Bart says she got a heart for Guatemala when she went on a Mission Network News mission trip with our sister station, 91.3 WCSG.
I went back because I really enjoyed the trip the first time, decided it was just something I absolutely loved, and loved the people, loved the country.
The Barts are going to work with a little House of Refuge orphanage.
Because we don't speak the language, the only way that we can really minister to them, especially through evangelism, is by just being the hands and feet of Christ.
Mitch Bart says they could use your prayer and support.
Our contacts down there have suggested that we do purchase a vehicle. Again, that is one thing we did not necessarily plan to do. So that would be one area that we could certainly use some assistance.
You can help fund the car. You can do so at our website. We'll link you there. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. This prayer event begins Friday. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.